Parashas Vayigash, Tovshin Ayin Zayin. Stayed in Parasha, the Parasha starts off. The Parasha starts off with the Suya of Yosef in a Masu Matin with Yehuda. And Yehuda begs or handles Yosef to be able to get back Binyamin, Yochiv Meis, his Nishalavadoi. The kids say Yosef can't hold back. The famous Yosef Megalel Aviv Lo Yochel Lo Yosef Apeg Lo Chani Tomal Vayikro Hoitzio Kol Ish Mei Olai Velo Yomar Ish Yitav His Father Yosef Lecho Vayitzen Es Kol Bevchi Vayish Mei Mitzrayim Vayish Mei Beis Paroi Vayoy Mei Yosef Lecho Vani Yosef Ha'oid Ovichai. Yosef is Megalel himself to the Avi, to his brothers. He says, Ani Yosef, Oid Avichoi. You do the Beis Halevi, we're not going into the Beis Halevi, it's the Ganzer Shir itself. What was the Shaka Vatari over here? But the big kasha the Beis Halevi brings down, it's an obvious kasha. What is Yosef's mention? Ani Yosef, Oid Avichoi. Hello, when they came down, he asked them, what's doing with the father, with your father? He said, Baruch Hashem, he's okay. The whole shock of it, and the whole shock of Italia now, between them was saying that the father's not well. The father's not well. The father will be chas v'shon, will get sick. If it's dangerous. So they're telling the whole time they're talking. In between, they didn't go back. So what's Yosef saying? I need Yosef hoyd ovichad. So the Beis Halevi's famous shtickle, the Toichocho, there was Toichocho over here, the Medrash says, that he gave him Toichocho, and he, Yosef, this guy, you're worried about your father's tzar. And he, Yosef, what about the tzar? When you sold me down to Mitzrayim, Shemachat Masim Mitzrayim, you sold me to Mitzrayim. What about that tzar? If it's true what you're saying, so the Beis Halevi goes on to explain that that's the greatest teichocha for a person. The Medrash says, the greatest teichocha is when you not only show the aver, but you show him that his whole teretz, because everybody has teretzim while they do the wrong thing. There's always a teretz. Everybody has a teretz. You know, I couldn't, you know, how could I pay for, you know, give a nice amount of stock? You know, it's a bit so schwer. Yes, it's schwer and stub. The next day is a concert from MBD, MBC, BDS, whoever it is. $50 for a stroll. Chavdeisha was masbedav, this and that. There he has money for. All of a sudden he doesn't have money. The biggest problem is lo yochel anos adol with that. We're not going to be able to answer when this Shem shows the steering on mice, the steering the mice, and that was the techoch here. Ani Yosef oid avichai. Right, it's a very nice teretz you're saying. Bechas Rishon, we take Binyamin. The tzar, Tat is going to be so. Ani Yosef, who are you telling this? Ani Yosef, Oy Rav Yichai. What's with my father? But we want to be Oy Rav on the Oy Rav Yichai. What's the lashon Oy Rav Yichai? What was his kavan in Oy Rav Yichai? Right. The parasha, Yosef says, quick, go to the father, and we have to tell him that Yosef's a Mitzrayim, and he should come down as quick as possible. So he sends to his father an interesting matana. 10 chamoirim noisim mituv Mitzrayim. First episode, he has to send him to Skansa Pekel of Noisim Yituv Mitzrayim. The Eser Asoy Nois. He only tells himself the Chorim, he says the Kavis, the Ramban's Oymen. He says that's the Derech. First episode, the Chorim and the Kavis. Noisois Bar of Alechem, a Muslim of Iba Derech. We understand the Bar of Alechem pastures. What's the Noisim Yituv Mitzrayim? He says, Maru is Ovi, bring him up quick. I mean, the Maisa, at the end of the day, has to send him down a whole thing of Yayin. Vaita, they tell the father he's alive. He's alive. We spent a shot last time. He didn't believe that. Bela de Gazal, he didn't believe them. But Yidabru Eilov is called Divrei Yosef. So they start to say over Divrei Yosef, Asher Dibra Lev Ayas HaGolois, Asher Shoch Yosef, Losis Oisoi, Matechi Ruach Yahu Yavihem. He comes alive. So a few kashas over here, but say, first of all, what was it that he saw? They told him over. So Rashi says, Simin Mosalem, they happened to be learning the sugya from Egla Rufa. That's when he left him. He saw the agolos, because it says Para also sent over here. So Adafka agolos shesholach Yosef, for that shesholach Para, matichi ruach Yaakov avihem. Rashi says, "Vashorosh Shechina." What? First of all, we have to understand what's epis the parish of Egla Arufa. That was the parish they were being oisik before he left. About the significance over here, the parish from Egla Arufa, and the Vayaras Agolos. He saw the Agolos. He saw that Yosef was living in the parish of Egla Arufa. What was the simon? What was the message over here that Yosef was sending to his father? And the Loshon Vatichi. That he became alive. What's the lashon of the chi? He became alive. Well, so we want to say like this: Rabbi said, "Nu daher." We want to say like this. Be'etzem, we have to understand, Rabbi said, the ganze parsha from Egla Rufa needs beer. Why do we take this egel and we break the neck in a Nachal Eison? What's the whole yesoid of this Indian, Rabbi Yisai? And the Kliyoka Bemis is Oymen. He brings the Mefarshim Oymen and Parshas Dvorim Bemis on the whole Parsha of Egel Arufa. What is it doing there in Parsha Shoiftim? In the Seyda Dvorim, he brings from the Barbanel under the Mefarshim. What is that parish of Egla Rufa doing in that parish of Shoiftim? If you know, we'll give a little bit background over there. The parish is talking about in Yoni Melchama. You go out to war, Miyahisha Yorev, Rachalevov. What is the time? And says who the people have go back, who are scared, who have chas from their Averis, they just got married, they just got different people that are allowed to go back to their houses. That's the parasha before it. All of a sudden, left field comes the parasha Egla Arufa, and the Kliyoka and parasha Shoiftim is Oymid over there. He doesn't understand what's the, he brings the Barbanel Taga that says, "My everybody's Oymid, Hiksha Maria Barbanel, parasha Shein Kan Mekoymid, Bin Arab parasha, Medabas Bin Mechoma." Not only that, but all the parasha were talking about Mechoma before it. He gave a very cholish to Katam. Gam shar meforshim and he goshel farshim miros b'shnuim dechukin. Ever shine duch dochuk. What's the parasha of all? So the Kliyok is only the mahalach, which is bemis nogei. What I wanted to say, they're very much in the shmuz, the mahalach of the shmuz, Rabbi Yisai. And together, as I say, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara zokt in memvav and tzaita. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yechonon ben Shol, Neimam, Retoy, Rehevi, Agol. Why do we bring an egel? For this mice, when you have a dead body between two cities, you don't know. Mihiko. What's up is we bring an agol of an achal? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovah Dova Shaloi Ose Peiros. V'yeraf V'mokom She'en Ose Peiros. Let something come that doesn't make Paris. Shloi Yosef, it didn't make Paris yet. It has the opportunity, but it didn't make it yet. V'hi Oreif B'mol She'en Oysa Paris. You go to Nachal Eison, which is a place that nothing can grow there. And it should be Mi'arif. You destroy, you kill the Egel in a place where it doesn't Oysa Paris. V'hi Chaper Al Misha Loi Hinichu La'asos Paris. Let it be Mechaper on a person who was killed and wasn't able to make payrus. In fact, the Gemara, my payrus. What are we talking about? What do you mean this guy wasn't able to payrus? He could be a Zokain or a Sarius. He could be an Alti Yir. He has Baruch Hashem, an Alti Yerushalmi Yir. He has 188 Akluch. Baruch Hashem. You can barely remember the name. What do you mean he doesn't have Peiris? Mamish. A kid came over to him. I know a story of a grandfather with a very large family. His kid came over to him, and the grandchild came over. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm your grandson." Okay, he took him and put him on his lap. He gave him a knapple. True Meiser, but he said. He didn't know. Oh, you're my grandson. Very nice. He had like 250 Einiklach. So what's the pshat shel lo yaseh peiros? Azokim asar hachinamid lo yafinon. Now let's look to Gemara mitzvahs. Look to Gemara the peiros. He didn't let him do mitzvahs. It's the oimek god on this Gemara of Yisrael. The ganze parsha regel arufa got a korban keilu. For who? Yankel Pfefferkorn. He's a schmaltering salesman. He's mad, that's what he does for a living, Rabbi Yisai. He smells from schmaltz herring. He went out of the path, Rabbi Yisai. He went on the road. Elamaisa, you got upheld, and he got killed. Nebuch. Go make a whole ganze zach. We go out to Nachal Esa, and a ganze tircha tzumer, Rabbi Yisai. Farvos! Yovo, he's up to Gemara, soitim and vav, yovo, dovo, shalai, osa, peiros. Mitzvahs that he could do more mitzvahs about it. Does his payroids? Zok the kliyaka is myridik. What's the paushin parsha shoifte that precedes this parsha? Zok the gemara, zok the parsha shoifte. The pasuk says, "You're gonna come on a city." And you're going to see in the city trees. Kisotir Yom Ramli Loch left us Voisashris S Aitsa Nindoyal of Garden. Don't destroy the city. Kimimeno Toicha. Don't destroy the fruit bearing trees. Kimimeno Toicha va oisol sichris. Kia odom eita sode. Love we ponecha ba motor. A man is as ivy a tree rabbi side. You have to treat the tree, it's also payrois. You don't destroy the fruit-bearing trees. Only a tree that's not. Eitz Meichel, Dr. Gemara, Tain is Zion. What's Eitz Meichel? It's a Talmud Chochom. What makes payrois? What's his Malami Lacherim? Oysel Oysichos, go learn from him. Take from him the payrois. This is the yesod of the parsha from Egla Rufa. And this could be the yesod of Parshas Golos, Torah's Golos. As we learn in Parshas, Vayeshev, over there Rashi said that Yaakov was melamed to Yitro Yosef Parshas Golos. What's Parshas Golos? The Teretz Israel boy said that we will have tafkidim in this world. And our tafkid is not stam. Our tafkid, we have to look at that we're an elah, we're a tree. And our job is to produce peiros. Our job is the tafkid to produce peiros. But some trees can't grow in every environment. Some trees can grow in this environment, some in this environment. Some have a koyach over here to be sprout out. The koyach of Yosef was a koyach of a tree that was able to go into Golos and produce peiros. And this was the yesod of the parish from Egla Arufa that is Mimalabet. Vayares or Agolois, wasn't the Agolois? The Agolois, first of all, Yosef made to make a simon, Zochav in a Keva. Zochav in a Keva to Ramazan Pegas. And he sent on there, besides sending it, he sent Asher two of Eretz Mitzrayim, the payments of Eretz Mitzrayim, the Yayin. There's the two of Eretz Mitzrayim, those are the Bishubochim, the payments from Eretz Mitzrayim, the Yayin. This was his North Stam. Vayares or Agolois, and Shosholach. The simon to Yosef was the simon. The simon to Yaakov Avinu was the simon that the yisoid of the peiros. Yosef is making peiros in Mitzrayim. Vatichi ruach Yaakov Avim. Yaakov lives now. Yaakov see that the chius of a tree that is taking root and bearing fruit and growing in Mitzrayim. That was the remez, only stam, the remez, the parish of Egla Rufa was the remez of the tree called Yosef. And Yosef had his own avoida as a tree, bearing fruit, a fruit bearing tree, to be productive in Mitzrayim, to produce payments in Mitzrayim. Vayayaras tuv eretz Mitzrayim. Thus was the simen as two beds with shrine. Ayas Agolos, the Zohar and the Keva. We could say maybe I'm one other Chiddush, maybe one other Chiddush. Stated in the Medrash, the Bali Tosfos brings, you have to say a Chiddush, the Meshech Chochma is not mashma that way, but stated in Bali Tosfos over there, that the Parah would never go up, even though he sent us Soinos, but any mashma animals that he sent up that were able to bear children, they wouldn't leave its rhyme unless they were taken out the ability to give children. So it could be Yosef got a special bakasha. By Tosfos says it on the tzlamim also. They would go up with the tzlam. He said Yosef got a special bakasha. Take off the tzlam. I'm saying also we could be with this Indian that Yosef got a special bakasha to be able to send even that kind of animal because he wanted me to give the simon the taka. It's taka peri verivia here. This peri verivia we're being making payments here. And don't be afraid to come with the Mitzrayim. Oy Yosef chai. Yosef is taka. He's an Elon Ravravi. He's producing Peiros. And that's the Simon Shemosel, Rabbi Yisai. Mele, we could say maybe Alpi, that's the Pshat, Hoid Ovichai, Rabbi Yisai. My father. The Pshat is a Talmud Chocham, was his Melami to Acher, Rabbi Yisai. That's his Peiros, as the Gemara says. But if he doesn't have his Talmud, it's a Maisel, it's a Chesaron, there's no Peiros there. Hoid Ovichai, you took away my father. Your father might be around. Of my father you took away. The father who was could have been melamed me. More Torah, more Yerushalayim, more Paris. My father, you took away his chiyus, his chayim. But a mensch was can't make Paris of the Gemara Tzaytim and Vav. That's Bechina's death. If you take away the ability to make payments, whether you kill him, or you take away his ability, take away his Talmud, that's the chesaron in chay, Rabbi Yisai. So oid ovi chay. Your father might be around, Yush gesteigt in Torah. Oh, but my father, where's my father? Where's the payments that he could have been malaming me more and more Torah, Rabbi Yisai? The Torah Sagolos, whatever Torah I needed to learn, oid ovi chay. That's the pshat in Yosef's Toichacha. Your father's around, but oid ovi chay, Rabbi Yisai. The chance to make the payments, those the parish from Egel Arufa, Misha ain't like mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisai. The opportunity to do mitzvahs, but everybody has a unique level of doing mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody's a different tree. It's not just a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. It's the mitzvah of this Elon. That yet the mensch is an Elon himself, Rabbi Yisai. Yet the mensch has a koyach of how to do his own mitzvahs and how to be his mitzvah is miyuchat to him, Rabbi Yisai. And people have specific mitzvahs that they're rois again. This is the Torah scholars. I once saw, so I must say that the oifen how a person, Rabbi Yisai, can be machzik. And the shver goes, Rabbi Yisai, is to take, obviously we have to do all mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisai, but take one mitzvah and special and make it your mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. The mitzvah of tzitzis, v'mahadir, take a certain mitzvah and make it yours, Rabbi Yisai. It's your mitzvah, it's your pre, Rabbi Yisai. It's your, from your tree, Rabbi Yisai. As Zoivi, the Chavetz Chaim writes in Torah also, take one mesechta, Rabbi Yisai, make it your mesechta. That's your mesechta, man. This is my mesechta, this is my mesechta that I live with. This is the mesechta that gives me chios. This is the mesechta that is mamish. Mine, Rabbi Yisai, I'm coining it. Anywhere I go, the Chavetz Chaim, I have this Masechta. The famous Maisa, Rabbi Yisai, with the Chassid Yavitz brings down that there was once a Yid, Rabbi Yisai, there was once a Yid that was very old, he was nifter in his home, and no one was around, but Shas the Ptira. He was sitting there, he was dead in his Dira, in his apartment, his house, and no one knew about it. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yisai, this lady comes out and starts screaming. There's a guy, there's a Yid who's dead in the house. No one ever saw this lady before. She comes out and she's screaming, and everybody wants to know who she is. And nobody, in the meantime, they go into the house, they see a dead body, they take care of it, they do all the taira, and get ready for kfura. They come to bury it, this lady's standing there crying away. No one knew who this is. Maybe it's a great granddaughter, who knows? No one knows who, they never saw her before. She's crying away. This guy was an almin or whatever. He lived by himself. She's bawling. Mamish bawling. Mamish bawling away. They can't continue to spade him. She's mamish bawling away. Afterwards, they're walking to take her out. She's bawling. And someone asked that, the Levi, who are you? She says, my name is Chagiga. That's his name. Chagiga ben what? Chagiga ben Yevamis. No, but she doesn't say, my name is Chagiga. What's the Chagiga? No one knows what you're talking about. Anyway, they go looking for this Chagiga. No one knows, she disappeared. Later on, someone said, gechapt. this Yid, he was a Pashta Yid, but he spent his life learning Mesichta Chagiga. It became his Mesechta, what he said. B'shoch b'cho tishmor alecho, v'kitzoy si tisachecho, so we say by the Siyam, what he said. The Mesechta became his, what he said. It was his Peri. Avada is other Peri, Avada, but it was his mom, which he was coining it. It became his, what he said. And it came so much that this was the one that saw the Gedruk, the Maisa, the Chosin Yaiv, it's a famous Maisa. But we have to realize, we're saying every mitzvah that we do, there's a uniqueness to our touch to that mitzvah. That's our payers. We're in Elon, and our job is to put produce. And some, like I said, some trees grow in different climates, at different places. And our job is to take our tree, and plant it, whatever we have to plant, and produce. Those are the payers, those are the mitzvahs of Boisai. And these mitzvahs of Boisai is our tafka in this world. Wherever we have to go, we have to produce and make that mitzvah with our shtempel. You know, the Chiquita banana comes from Mexico. What a geshmaka banana. You have the, now you go to the store now. So you have the Hermon apple. I have this apple and that apple and this apple, Rabbi Boisai. Yet the man, Boisai, he is a different, he produces an andra apple. And I have a tasting apple with his touch, with his uniqueness, about it. Does his payments, does his mitzvahs, about it. And does his tafkid. And here he feels his unique, and that's how you last in the galus, about it. If I know Stam, I'm a Yid that does mitzvahs, okay, we all do mitzvahs, but a person takes it, that is his payri. He's an Elon, he's producing the payris, and that's his tafkid, to bring out payris, about it. It's an andra koker, about it. It's a different look. And he looks at a mitzvah differently. This is my mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tefillin, whatever the mitzvah is, or what is that? To take it and to make it unique by him, to make it his special, his touch, with his taste, with his geschmack. This is the machzik, the person, Rabbi, he's attached to it, it's his peiri, it's his shtempel, Rabbi. This is the yisoy, Rabbi, of Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbi, his tafkid to go out in the world, Rabbi, and make the produce of his mitzvahs. We could say maybe that Yosef was the infant to Hosafa, was the idiot to make Gedorim. Ayim B'Yachav Kamnetz, he said that when he came, they came to Mitzrayim, he made different Gedorim, different Takonis, the Takonis of the Rabbonis, the Noisaf, the Yosef, that that was his Tafka to produce in that area of Tosefis, that we should, because we go amongst the Goyim, you have to make Gedorim. Yosef handled that and he set it up for Klaisel to come down to that Matzah, they should be separated, different land, different Takonis. The Yisoy from Yosef, Rabbi said, his Elon, this was Vashasha Sholach Yosef. He sent his two of Ezra's friends, the Peiros, the Zochav and the Keva, the Yasoina, Shashasholach Yosef, Rabbi Isai. This was the Yasoid he was telling Yankiv, Echalt by Machin Peiros, by Machin Mitzvahs, this is Peiros, and therefore, Vatechi, this Chios, Ha'oid Ovi, the Ovi is now Chai, there's a Chios, where he knows that the Talmud is being produced, Peiri with Peiros, there's a Peiri Peiros, Rabbi Isai. And Be'ezah Hashem, this is the Yasoid, the Parashah, Rabbi Isai. And for us, we have to realize this is our chance to be able to withstand the galus in Rabbi Yisrael, to be oichas in the mitzvahs, to make mitzvahs special by us, to realize you had the mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not just stam a maisa mitzvah. There's a peiri, Rabbi Yisrael. How is a peiri going to look, Rabbi Yisrael? How does the pre look? Is it a spoiled peiri? You look at it, it's rotten half inside, you open it up, there's nothing inside, you open up the peiri, you sometimes have a beautiful, wow, such a nice apple, and you go inside, Rabbi Yisrael, Shem Yerach, worms! Rashi could come from worms. Worms! Mamish, disgusting. Wow, it was a beautiful apple. Sometimes you see a Meister Mitzvah, it looks pretty good. The guy's shucking away, everybody said, was tracht him? What's doing with the car bill? What's the gas bill? What's doing with the electric bill? First two, what are we doing tomorrow? What's for Shabbos? What's for Yonder? He wakes up, he's hitting himself. He doesn't know what he's doing over there. Who's hitting me? Who's punching me? I'm going to get him back. Then he realizes himself. He comes back. They say, they call him up. He has to make Birkas HaGoimel. He was all over the world, Hawaii, Alaska. But he looks kavod, he's shuckling. His mom is shuckling away with a longer Shmona Esrei. Half the Shmona Esrei, he was in Bolivia. Half the Shmona, the other half, I don't know which country. He couldn't figure it out yet. Vayikatz Paroi, Dinei Chaloim. He couldn't figure out where he was. I got some mitzvah here, everybody said. It looks like a shmag, a shayna apple. Worms, Rabbi Yisrael. Worms. Mamish, this infested inside with tumor, Rabbi Yisrael. One can have a maisa, mamish, a small little apple, crab apple. Beautiful, Rabbi Yisrael. a peiri, a gevaldige peiri, but the mitzvah he produced, a gevaldige peiri, and the person thinks about it, like you're producing a peiri, that's what you're doing, you're meyamach the peiri, the mitzvah is a peiri, I'm an elon, I'm machin peiri, the pri that I produce, a shiny apple, a beautiful apple, that is the yisoid, especially in Golos, we're surrounded by the goyim, it's so easy to fall in, so easy to fall in. What's masakos? You always ask the kasha, Rabbi Yisrael. So many mitzvahs. Yeah, the zahs of mitzvah. You get up in the morning. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, take it easy on us. You know, we'll start at 9. Come on, what's with the shoelaces? Take it easy with the shoelaces. Right foot, left foot. We'll start at 9 today. No, you get up in the morning right away. Nego vasa. Okay, easy. No. One second, Moida'ani, you didn't say Moida'ani. Okay, the bathroom, Ashiyotza, here, right foot, left foot, this, that, everything, Rabbi Ezra Mitzvah, but it's all surrounded. We know who we are, we know what our tafkid is, we know we're producing, we're an Elon, we're producing. And a person feels that chizik that he's producing, he's machin peiris, is a male of selfish Shaltov, it gives him chizuk to withstand. Yeah, the zach, with kumt, every day, another nisoyan, this year, this year, but no, I'm busy, I have to make payris. We gotta produce the apples. The guy gets the jelly donuts. You know, the guy gets up in the morning, pushed and pumped into the baker. He's up at 5. We gotta get the jelly into the donuts. He's up at 5. He's running. He's doing. The person understands he has to make payris. He has to make payris. His tafka to make a beautiful tree that makes thousands and millions of beautiful payris. He has that tafka. He never is relaxed. And that's the tafka of the mitzvahs who surround me. That I have my uniqueness. I have my tree. I have my elon. I'm producing. And I don't have to worry what's going on around me. Every zach of the world is trying to pull me away. They're supposed to be focused on my tafka. The apple tree is not worried about producing oranges and maybe bananas and radishes. He's not worried about it. He has his tafka. He's focused on his eyes. What's going on? The apple trees. You know, what's going on today? Pears? What's doing in the pear world? There's no pears. I'm busy with my apples, my shiny apples. I'm not involved with the pears and the tangerines. It doesn't talk to me, tangerines. It talks to me, pears, apples. That's the Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. The person understands Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah, the mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. The koich of a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. Kol klaisu oisik, with the bones, with the spooty, Moshe Rabbeinu's oisik. Moshe Rabbeinu is oisik in one thing, atzmas yosef, v'chacham leiv yikach mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu has billions of mitzvahs. What's he busy? Noch ha-peiri, atzmas yosef, noch ha-pri. Yeah, the mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael, is a shmira. Yeah, the mitzvah is a protection, is a pri, Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah, the mitzvah is melabish the person with tremendous chusra, Rabbi Yisrael. Once said over a story, so many years ago, it was a 9-year-old, 10-year-old boy, Nebuch, had to go in for chemo and radiation. And he came to he came in and they told him to get undressed. Maybe he was 10, whatever. He was a young kid, a 10, 11-year-old. And he came in, they told him to get undressed. He got undressed. He's sitting on the table waiting to do the radiation, lo aleinu. And the doctor says, okay, you know, the lawyer, whoever was doing the thing, says, okay, we could stop. It's one problem. You got to take off all your clothes. He says, no, this is not coming off. His beggar child sits, he didn't want to take off. This ain't coming off. He says, sir, I'm sorry, but you got to take off all your clothes. It doesn't work. He says, no, the kid, they told the kid, listen, you're very stubborn. But the mind, you got to take off. You got to take off. I'm going to have to call the doctor here. Bekitza, they call the doctor down, and the doctor says, listen, let's talk to the kid. They said, can't we do that? I have to. Bekitza, the doctor's looking, and all of a sudden he sees the dials that they were about to put on. They said, this would have killed the greatest, the dials that the technician already had set up. It was so way over the radiation they were supposed to get, because maybe it was for an older bit, I don't forget the exact nekuda, but the mice was so high, and the stubbornness for the beggar shall tzitzit, everybody said. The pre from Tzitzis was showing me on this kid, Rabbi Yisrael, that Chas V'Shalom, he shouldn't be nifter. We don't understand, Rabbi Yisrael, what a mitzvah is, Rabbi Yisrael. He said, mitzvah, this mitzvah, that mitzvah. Chacham Lev, yeah, the mitzvah is a pre, Rabbi Yisrael. Yeah, the mitzvah is a myriad of gezach, Rabbi Yisrael. And the way we present the Rabbi Yisrael, that's the way he's going to look on it. The way we approach a mitzvah, the way we look at a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the koyach of a mitzvah, how it's going to be a schutz for us, a shmira for us, Rabbi Yisrael. So we have to understand, we have to chap mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael. Chap something that's unique, that Balimutsa say, take your own mitzvah, some unique, become become perfection in it. You have a guy, the people that perfection in Rabbi Yisai, in Tefillah B'Tzivah, they never miss a minyan, Rabbi Yisai. They never miss a minyan, mamish. You never will miss a minyan, no matter what time at night, they'll get it, Rabbi Yisai. Some people will always miss a minyan, they've been perfect in that. But Rabbi Yisai, some guys never miss dying by the Kosel Mizrahi. Because my rabbi is different. Because Mrs. Rochi is in the bedroom, the kids say they don't miss her, but my mother not to miss out with me. They tell the story. Also, I heard this story from somebody that there was a guy who came. He forgot to daven Ma'ariv, and he came to. He went to Zichron Moshe, but it was mamish. Even after all the zman that he was Zichron Moshe, I think the last Ma'ariv, it was mamish like maybe a half hour before Aloy, 40 minutes before Aloy. Even Zichron Moshe was finished already by 2:33. Anyway, the kids. So what did he do? He called 9 taxi drivers. Taxi drivers are always working. 9 taxi drivers, he paid them to come to Zichron Moshe, and he made a meeting with 9 taxi drivers. The guy told me his Maisa, the guy at the Bala Maisa. And he paid each one. He said, listen, I'll just come, I'm not asking you, I'll just come in and stay for the minion. And I'll leave your Monet running. Kids, they do it a half hour, they davened. Every one of them was mevater based on the things. Tam was chus mitzvah, and he wasn't mevater. This chus mitzvah. Yeah, we're mevater meaning for this. Someone told me he had a shame. Rabbi Gamliel, person wants chus. Don't mevater when davening with a minyan. But say, yeah, we're so kooky. Davening, oh yichidus and this, but do yichidus with this rabbi, but do yichidus with the bereshim also. Yichidus and this. But say, not to miss a minyan to be didactic in a mitzvah. But say, take it on. You say one mitzvah, whatever it is, take it on fully. But say, make it your mitzvah. So from the other payers, Rabbi Yisrael, make a payriyash. She says, "Mehuda me'oid, me'medaktik with the esrog." Rabbi Yisrael, make a pre mehuda. B'zeicha b'yezah Hashem. This pre will be a schus to pay all the payers. Rabbi Yisrael, be a schus for us, be a schus for our families, be a schus to bring Mashiach to Kedem. Amen.
Amen.